All right, let's dive into another deep dive. Today we're heading down to Venice, Florida. Sun, sand, and therapy.
Yeah, that's right. We're going a little deeper than those beach vibes today.
We're taking a look at the world of psychologists in Venice.
Specifically.
Specifically, Davenport psychology.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, we got some fascinating articles all about this practice, and I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
Cool. What's got you hooked already?
Well, one thing that jumped out at me right away is how they seem to steer clear of that one-size-fits-all approach to therapy.
Yeah, I noticed that too. They're not just offering like a basic therapy menu.
Right. It seems like they're really focused on making things personal. But what does that even mean? I mean, what makes their approach so unique?
Well, they talk a lot about these evidence-based therapies. It's kind of like, you wouldn't take medicine that hasn't been properly tested or
That
hit.
sense.
So these therapies are kind of the same deal. They're backed by solid research, so you know you're getting treatment that actually works.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
But so if someone walks into Davenport, what can they actually expect? I mean, are we talking about therapists just randomly picking techniques?
Oh, not at all. There's a method to the madness. They're using stuff like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT.
CBT, yeah.
That's all about identifying those negative thought patterns that can really mess with
Oh,
us.
yeah, those are the worst.
And then there's DBT, dialectical behavior therapy.
Okay.
That's super helpful for folks struggling with really intense emotions.
Like extreme anxiety.
Exactly. Or even anger.
So they're dealing with some pretty heavy stuff then. I'm
Exactly.
guessing those are just a couple examples, right? Sounds like they've got a whole toolbox of techniques they can use.
You got it. But here's the thing that ties it all together. Their focus on client-centered care. Now, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears. What exactly is client-centered care?
It's basically a shift from the therapist being this like all-knowing expert. Instead, they work collaboratively with each client. So it's more like a partnership.
So instead of just telling the client what to do, the
Exactly.
client is actually empowered to be a part of their own healing.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
It's less about fixing someone and more about empowering them to understand themselves.
Yeah, and that's got to be so important, especially because people seeking help are often feeling really vulnerable in the first place.
For sure. And the articles really highlight how Davenport works to create a safe space free of judgment.
Excellent.
It's all about making people feel truly heard and understood.
Yeah.
That's where real progress starts. And they specifically mentioned expertise in areas like mood disorders and trauma.
Oh, wow.
Those are complex challenges, and it's reassuring to know there are pros who know how to approach them with sensitivity.
Definitely. And everyone's experience is different, Rena.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important that the team at Davenport has diverse backgrounds and skill sets.
So they can really connect with people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But okay, there's one thing that really piqued my interest. The articles mentioned integrating holistic practices like yoga and mindfulness into therapy. What's the deal with that? I'm intrigued, but kind of confused.
Well, it all comes down to recognizing the interconnectedness of mind, body, and spirit. It's like a holistic view of well-being.
Right. But like,
Like, are we talking about therapists doing downward dog in the middle of a session?
yeah, that's what I was thinking. It seems a little out there, doesn't it?
No, it's not quite like that. It's more about incorporating these practices in a way that actually supports the therapy.
Okay.
Like, think of it as adding another tool to the toolbox.
Still, it sounds like they're really pushing the boundaries of what therapy can look like.
Yeah, it is pretty innovative. And it shows how they understand that healing isn't just about talking about your problems. Sometimes it's about those mind-body connections and finding a sense of inner peace.
And what better place to find inner peace than Venice, Florida?
Yeah, you got that right. But speaking of Venice, there's another thing about Davenport that caught my eye. They're not just working inside their practice.
Oh, yeah, their role in the community.
Exactly. They're really involved in the town's overall attitude toward mental well-being.
The articles talked about events, workshops, and awareness campaigns, too. That's pretty impressive.
It's not just about treating individuals.
It's like they're trying to foster a whole culture of openness around mental health, which is amazing.
And that can have a ripple effect, you know.
Totally. Imagine a whole town where seeking help is seen as strong, not weak. So Davenport's not just offering therapy, They're helping to create a community where mental health is valued and supported.
And that really highlights something crucial. The way we talk about mental health shapes how people see it and how comfortable they feel getting help.
And that's where Davenport's community work becomes even more important. It's like they're changing the whole conversation around mental health in Venice.
Exactly.
Okay, wow, we've already covered a lot of ground here.
Have we ever?
But I still want to learn more about how Davenport tackles those tough issues, like mood disorders and trauma.
Oh, yeah, good point. That brings us to a super interesting part of their approach, how they tailor treatment plans.
Oh, right, right. So it's not just about picking one of those evidence-based therapies and calling it a day.
Nope. It's about figuring out what techniques work best for each person.
It's like a personalized recipe for healing, almost.
Perfect analogy. So, want to dig into the details of how they personalize treatment?
I'm ready when you are.
It all starts with really understanding the person's story, you know, their experiences, their struggles, what they're good at, all of that.
It's kind of like detective work, right? Like piecing together the clues to figure out the path to healing.
Exactly. And that's where the client-centered approach is so important.
Because it's not about the therapist just telling you what to do.
Nope, not at all.
It's about empowering the client to be a part of their own recovery.
Exactly. It gives them a sense of control, you know, which can be super powerful for someone who's been struggling with mental health stuff.
Yeah, instead of feeling broken and helpless, they realize they have the strength to get better.
Right. And that's where tailoring the treatment plans is so important. The psychologists at Davenport, they look at the whole picture, not just the person's problems, but also their personality, how they learn best, and what they want to get out of therapy.
It's like getting a suit tailored.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect everyone to fit into the same exact suit.
Exactly. A personalized treatment plan is like that perfectly tailored suit.
It helps the person feel more comfortable and confident on their journey.
For sure.
Now, we've talked about mood disorder, trauma, that kind of thing.
Mm.
But what about everything else? What other stuff do they handle at Davenport?
Well, their website mentions a bunch of different things like anxiety disorders, relationship problems, grief, and loss.
Yeah, okay.
Even just navigating life transitions, it seems like they can handle pretty much anything, really.
Wow, so it's not just about like those big clinical diagnoses.
Right.
They're really there to help people through all of life's ups and downs.
Absolutely. It's all about holistic well-being.
Which brings us back to mindfulness and yoga. It's so interesting how they bring those into the mix.
Yeah. It shows they understand that mental health isn't just about what happens in therapy. It's about how you take care of yourself physically and emotionally.
I get that it's not about doing yoga poses during therapy, but can you give me some examples of how they use those practices?
Well, it depends on the person and what they need.
Sure.
But sometimes it could be as simple as doing some mindfulness exercises during a session to help manage anxiety, or teaching grounding techniques, you know, using your breath and your body.
Ah, so it's about using these techniques as tools to deal with stress and stuff, which is super useful these days.
Exactly. Giving people practical tools to manage their challenges and find some inner peace.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the therapy itself. But I want to circle back to Davenport's work in the Venice community.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're clearly not just focused on individual clients.
Their community work is pretty impressive. All the events and workshops and awareness campaigns they do.
It's like they're spreading awareness and understanding throughout the whole town.
Exactly. It creates this ripple effect, you know?
Imagine a town where it's totally normal to get help for mental health.
That's the goal.
Like, it's no big deal.
Right. It really shows that we all have a responsibility when it comes to mental health.
It's not just an individual thing.
Exactly. We need to create communities where mental well-being is supported and valued.
And that's what Davenport is doing in Venice, leading by example.
Love that.
Yep.
So how about we switch gears a little and talk about the individual's journey? What happens when someone decides to reach out to Davenport?
Great idea. We know that seeking help is the first step, but what comes next?
Well, it sounds like they've really tried to make reaching out for help as easy as possible. You know, none of that like stuffy waiting room vibe or anything. Oh yeah, totally. The articles emphasize how important it is to them that people feel comfortable and welcomed from the moment they step in.
Yeah.
And remember that whole client-centered approach.
Yeah.
It starts right away.
Oh, so it's not just like filling out forms and being rushed through.
No way. They really want you to feel like an individual.
I like that. Makes you feel heard and understood right from the beginning, which, let's be real, is so important when you're maybe feeling a little unsure about the whole therapy thing.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of feeling unsure, one thing that really struck me was Davenport's focus on clear communication.
Oh, interesting.
They want people to ask questions, to talk about any worries they have, to really understand what therapy is all about.
So it's all about transparency.
Exactly. They want to make sure people can make informed decisions about their care.
That makes a lot of sense. So, okay, let's say someone's listening to this and thinking, all right, maybe I'm ready to try therapy. But how do I even choose? There are so many different therapists, so many approaches.
Well, that's where Davenport's intake process is super helpful. Usually they'll start with an initial consultation.
Oh, okay.
It's a chance to just chat with the therapist, get a feel for things, and see if it seems like a good fit.
So it's kind of like a getting to know you session.
Exactly. And, you know, the therapist is also figuring out if they have the right skills and experience to help you. So it's a two-way street.
Makes sense. So both sides can see if it's a good match.
Exactly.
So let's say you've done that consultation, found a therapist you like, and you're ready to start therapy. What happens next? Like, what actually happens during the sessions?
Well, that's where those tailored treatment plans we were talking about come in.
Oh, right.
Each session is going to be designed around what you need and what you want to achieve.
So each session is going to be different depending on the person.
Exactly.
I like that. So it's not just a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. It's about what works best for you.
Hmm.
And I'm guessing those holistic practices we talked about, mindfulness, yoga, all that, those probably come into play here too.
Yeah. You got it. It's all about helping you connect with your body, learn to manage your emotions, and become more aware of yourself.
That's so cool. So it's really a multifaceted approach. It's not just about the symptoms. It's about addressing the whole person.
Exactly. But it's important to remember that therapy is a journey, right?
It's not just like a quick fix.
Right, exactly. It takes time and effort. There will be good days and bad days, but the important thing is having a therapist who supports you every step of the way.
And who celebrates those little victories with you.
Wow.
It all comes back to feeling heard and understood.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of psychologists in Venice, Florida, what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from all this?
I think the most important thing is this. If you're thinking about therapy, remember that asking for help is a sign of strength. It's not weakness.
Absolutely. And there's no shame in reaching out for support when you need it.
And finding the right therapist and the right approach for you, that takes some exploring. Don't be afraid to ask questions and trust your gut feeling.
Nicely said. We've learned a lot about Davenport psychology, but I think the biggest takeaway for me is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to therapy. So if this deep dive has got you thinking about your own mental well-being, don't hesitate to reach out and learn more. Taking that first step can be the start of an amazing journey.
You got it. And remember, as always, stay curious, keep exploring, and never stop learning.